They have put into the hands of man a power that is almost infinite. As for their applications, they are numberless. Mitigating the rigors of winter by giving back to the atmosphere the surplus heat stored up during the summer, they have revolutionized agriculture. By supplying motive power for aerial navigation, they have given to commerce a mighty impetus. To them, we are indebted for the continuous production of electricity without batteries or dynamos, of light without combustion or incandescence, and for an unfailing supply of mechanical energy for all the needs of industry. Yes, all these wonders have been wrought by the accumulator and the transformer. And can we not to them also trace, indirectly, this latest wonder of all, the great Earth Chronicle building on 253rd Avenue, which was dedicated the other day? If George Washington Smith, the founder of the Manhattan Chronicle, should come back to life today, what would he think were he to be told that this palace of marble and gold belongs to his remote descendant, Fritz Napoleon Smith, who, after 30 generations have come and gone, is owner of the same newspaper which his ancestor established? For George Washington Smith's newspaper has lived generation after generation, now passing out of the family, anon coming back to it. When 200 years ago, the political center of the United States was transferred from Washington to Centropolis, the newspaper followed the government and assumed the name of Earth Chronicle. Unfortunately, it was unable to maintain itself at the high level of its name. Pressed on all sides by rival journals of a more modern type, it was continually in danger of collapse. 20 years ago, its subscription list contained but a few hundred thousand names. And then, Mr. Fritz Napoleon Smith bought it for a mere trifle and originated telephonic journalism. Everyone is familiar with Fritz Napoleon Smith's system, a system made possible by the enormous development of telephony during the last 100 years. Instead of being printed, the Earth Chronicle is every morning spoken to subscribers, who, in interesting conversations with reporters, statesmen, and scientists, learn the news of the day. Furthermore, each subscriber owns a phonograph, and to this instrument, he leaves the task of gathering the news whenever he happens not to be in the mood to listen directly himself. As for purchasers of single copies, they can, at very trifling cost, learn all that is in the paper of the day at any of the innumerable phonographs set up nearly everywhere. Fritz Napoleon Smith's innovation galvanized the old newspaper. In the course of a few years, the number of subscribers grew to be 85 million, and Smith's wealth went on growing, till now it reaches the almost unimaginable figure of $10 billion. This lucky hit has enabled him to erect his new building, a vast edifice with four facades, each 3,250 feet in length, over which proudly floats the 100-starred flag of the Union. Thanks to the same lucky hit, he is today king of newspaperdom. Indeed, he would be king of all Americans, too, if Americans could ever accept a king. You do not believe it? Well, then look at the plenipotentiaries of all nations, and our own ministers themselves crowding about his door, entreating his counsels, begging for his approbation, imploring the aid of his all-powerful organ. Reckon up the number of scientists and artists he supports, of inventors that he has under his pay. Yes, a king is he, and in truth, his is a royalty full of burdens. His labors are incessant, and there is no doubt at all that in earlier times, any man would have succumbed under the overpowering stress of the toil which Mr. Smith has to perform. Very fortunately for him, thanks to the progress of hygiene, which, abating all the old sources of unhealthfulness, has lifted the mean human life from 37 up to 52 years. Men have stronger constitutions now than ever before. The discovery of nutritive air is still in the future, but in the meantime, men today consume food that is compounded and prepared according to scientific principles, and they breathe an atmosphere freed from the microorganisms that formerly used to swarm in it. Hence, they live longer than their forefathers and know nothing of the innumerable diseases of olden times. Nevertheless, and notwithstanding the